Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Guess nothing happened over the weekend. Joe O, Sammy P, what's going on this Monday morning? A lot is happening. We've got a double dip action of Monday Night Football. Jason Lockenfora will be here in an hour from now, 10 a.m. Eastern at 11:20 Eastern. We will do that double dip of guests on those two Monday Night Football games. You've got Houston-Tampa, Chargers-Raiders very late tonight, and we'll get you set for all that. Monday moons, Monday morning market moves, case of the Mondays. It's Monday. Sam, NFL sucks. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I feel like we know who the four best teams in the NFL are right now. At least I'll speak for myself. It's very clearly Baltimore, Buffalo on one side. And on the other side, pretty sure it's Philly and Green Bay. Although Detroit looked a lot better yesterday, which gives me many, many thoughts about the Chicago Bears. Again, we're not a Bears show, and I don't want to spend multiple minutes on the Bears, but if you do that transitive property that we joked about, we were looking at that Packers win over Washington and saying, maybe Detroit will be okay. Well, Detroit drops a 50 spot on Chicago, and then Chicago led Minnesota for three quarters. And then J.J. McCarthy sucked last night. So maybe we do know that the NFC North is Green Bay, Detroit, Chicago, Minnesota, or Minnesota, Chicago. I still haven't quite figured it out yet. I'm searching for answers in the North.
I don't think 3-4-4-3 is a challenge at all. Like it's not. It's very clear cut. Who's fourth? And then you can kind of work your way up. And Green Bay's number one. You're right. I think we know. I think we know right now. Detroit game, is it more about the opponent or was it more about them? I don't know. I want to see a larger sample, but it might just be about the opponent. The opponent may be one of the worst teams in football, 52 points. It's been over a decade since that happened to the Bears defense. I mean, there are a lot of exciting games. You have to start at the top with the one that got the most hype, the one that only – there were only three afternoon games because this one was going to take in so many eyeballs. I would say Philly, Kansas City, even though there were more exciting games on the docket, that's where you have to start. And like you mentioned, Philly, definitely a top four team right now. Kansas City is not. They're sitting 0-2 on the season. However, Sam, the first thing I did was pull up the odds of Kansas City. They're not floating numbers that we wanted.
No.
We were hoping, okay, maybe they'll give us a 10-1. No, they're not giving you a 10-1 for the AFC. They're not giving you a great number. But what we do see, it's a pretty nice price in the division. Division's very gettable. At 0-2, you can find almost 3-1. Does that change based on the results of tonight? Like if the Chargers were to win and have a 2-0 start with a win over Kansas City in hand, and then another division win in hand as well, like maybe that could budge a little bit. But I would say of the Chiefs' futures, if you're interested in doing something like that, because we talk so much about Okay, what if Kansas City is 0-2? Future-wise, we kind of want that because we might get something that we like. I don't know that it's on the table for Super Bowl AFC, but maybe for division.
I was hoping for 10-1 AFC, and the price I see right now at BetMGM to win the conference is plus 650. Not interested. I would need so much more, but they've caught on to this. They're well aware and well versed as to how resilient the Chiefs have been, not how they are, because we don't know what this year's team is about. Tom Brady tried to explain yesterday multiple times during the broadcast how every year is different. Couldn't quite get there. He's trying in the booth, which we'll maybe talk about during Case of the Mondays. He was talking over the music yesterday. He's still getting through his point. And Burkhart's like, all right, Tom, we'll wrap it up on the other side. Anyways.
Greg Olsen had the Giants-Cowboys game, which was the game of the day, and he was so much better, just like every week.
Yeah, he was good. And the game of the day may have been Miami and New England yesterday, which had horrible television difficulties. Look, with Kansas City, they have no speed on the outside right now. And that's going to happen when you don't have Xavier Worthy and you don't have Rashee Rice. And Kelsey's dropping a bunch of balls. It hits him in the hands in the end zone, falls into Makumba's hands, who then returns at 40 yards. They looked very vanilla. And the Chiefs' defense did a lot to keep Kansas City in the game, but then Philly just pushed its way to victory, which is another story. You know, Blandino's on the broadcast saying, I'm done with the tush-push. There's a lot to unpack from yesterday, but I think it's very clear Baltimore and Buffalo are the two best teams in football. Like, we've always sort of thought that, and then after that first two-team list, after Buffalo, after Baltimore, in whatever order you want to do it, who's number three? I think most people would say Philly, because Philly is the world champs. But Green Bay's right there. If they can get that sort of push defensively and the quarterback can protect the football, they are one of the best four teams in football. So I think at this point, and I have plenty of time to change my mind over the next 4 months or whatever, I think right now, if you were going to say, give me your AFC and NFC championship games, it'd be Buffalo-Baltimore, it'd be Philly and Green Bay. Are you right there, or are you going to sub anybody in or out?
No, I'm there now. The market was screaming that after Thursday, right? When we were like, wow, Green Bay at some spots is now the favorite in the NFC before Philadelphia even plays their second game of the year. Like, the betting market was there, and then we have a little bit of a separation, which we thought was interesting because Kansas City, not part of that top four. Yeah, it's even more pronounced right now. I am there with you, and the betting market agrees, so I understand. With the tush-push thing, just as a viewer yesterday, it just made it, I don't know, I don't want to say non-competitive. There was no suspense at the end, because you knew how it was going to go. Oh, they're lining up for a touchdown. They're less than a foot outside. Okay, they're going to score a touchdown here. We know what the result is going to be. Oh, they're lining up for the tush push. They're trying to clock it out. They're going to get this, and it's going to be over. Like, I think that's the part that the NFL doesn't like, and that's the argument that they're going to make. It's a done deal, and I get the other side, and you know, we won't get into that. I was on Kansas City, flat wrong. You're right. They have no explosion on the outside. You're missing Rice and Worthy. Mahomes had a bad game too. I don't want to put everything on those guys, like the absence of those guys. Mahomes is paid. Mahomes is there. He's talked about as one of the best to ever do it. Then he's got to lift everybody up too. Look, that's what it is. If it's Hollywood, whoever it is that you got to lift them up. Like, I know people like to point fingers, but if you look at completion percentage below expectation or above expectation of every quarterback that played yesterday, he was dead last in the NFL. During game day, BetMGM game day, I kind of landed on it as we were talking more about it. I'm like, this thing is just, it's a nut under, man. And that's exactly what happened. I wish I thought about or talked about it all week on the show, but this matchup of defensive coordinators is as good as it gets with Fangio and Spags. And then we saw it in play. This Eagles offense part of the reason I was on the Chiefs was because I was so unimpressed with what they did with the new OC in the first game of the year. And I was unimpressed again. They had 216 total yards. If I tell you before the game, Sam, okay, here's what's going to happen. The Eagles are going to have 216 total yards. They're going to average 3.7 yards per play. Like, you're all in on the Chiefs. Like, okay, let's lock it up. The Chiefs are winning at Arrowhead.
Nope, they're not, because Mahomes was not good. Even though he was great on that one touchdown drive with the big run and then the ensuing touchdown run off to the right corner of the end zone, their passing game was almost non-existent. And, you know, they hit the late home run to Thornton with 3 minutes left or whatever. That was the best throw he had all game. But moments earlier, he overthrows his receiver, who's wide open, busted coverage, and he sails one way over his head. I think you nailed it. I think Mahomes was just okay. He made some big plays. And I think we view this game a little bit differently if Travis Kelce catches that ball like we know he can. He's on the foot of the goal line, and it just hits him in the hands. And I don't know if he was afraid of the hit because the safety was coming right on him. And he just kind of flinched and hit him in the hands, and then Philly picks it up. I mean, if he scores that touchdown, we may have a different game. But a dead under all the way, and for the first time in the Patrick Mahomes era, the Chiefs are 0-2. And we have sort of laid this up for people. Well, if they go 0-2, we're going to take 10-1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Not going to happen. You're not going to get 10-1. And now guess what? Now they get the Giants next week. They go across the country and take on Russ, who was very good for 60-plus minutes, and then in overtime just not good enough. But that was an outstanding game. How about our guys, Beefloaf and Chirizi, having Dallas and Survivor, needing a field goal at the end of regulation with no time on the clock and a field goal at the end of overtime with no time on the clock. Aubrey hits them both. The first time in NFL history, a kicker has made a field goal at zeros at the end of reg and zeros at the end of overtime. He makes them both, and the Cowboys somehow survive.
Beefloaf and Chirizi, it was a lot of us, and I was part of that. So, you know, I'm in 10 pools. What I basically divvied it up was two-thirds Baltimore, one-third Cowboys. So I was in it. I was in it big time yesterday, just sweating my ass off. So riding the wave of them, there were so many times where I was like mad and sad and it was over for all of these. I wasn't knocked out of any pools, but I lost, you know, in a pretty chalky week. I lost a good amount of entries and then I'm in and now I'm out because the neighbors, and then I'm in again. And then we got Aubrey. It was just unbelievable. I mean, there were times I was pacing around in the basement by myself, clapping, yelling at the TV, going in circles. And then just slumping in the couch, just like, oh, I can't, this stupid idiot. You should have just gone with the Cardinals if you're going to mix it up. Like, I don't understand. It's the stupid ass Cowboys. How did Russ do this? All week I said, hey, it might be your last time to go against Russ. Here we go, 450 yards. Like, what? He's benched all week. He's benched all week for Jackson Dart. That's the conversation. And Russ looks like vintage Russ. And that Cowboys secondary of Eberflus, my God, it was pathetic. I'm glad many of my entries will not have an opportunity to bet on the Cowboys ever again. That game was awesome. Just last week with the sweat of Denver, this week with the sweat of Dallas, I'm just happy to get through. Everybody's getting through right now. We can talk about that coming up. But Aubrey is a different weapon. I know it's a team that's probably not going to make the playoffs, but when you are in field goal range, when you're 60 yards away and you feel confident, like the game winner at the end, didn't it feel like, oh, automatic, he's definitely going to win it. But having entries on Dallas, I was in my mind thinking, shut up, everyone. This is not an automatic. This is still 46, 47 yards. That's a really far field goal. And Aubrey's approach and everything was like, money in the bank. And it was. He's so much better than any other kicker in the NFL right now.
Yeah, he's unbelievable. And if you think about the first game between Dallas and Philly, it was fireworks until that delay. And then everything sort of slowed down, and somehow that game stayed under despite having over 40 points in the first half. So all we've seen from Dallas is chaos and Energizer Bunny left and right, up and down. I mean, they should be 2-0 to the over. 77 points last night in a Dallas Cowboy game. 77. Awesome. Crazy. Yeah. Not everybody is alive in Survivor because I rode the Miami Dolphins in one of the entries. So lovely, just lovely. Drake May made a big throw. Big throw when they were down in that game, second half. Great throw to Stevenson, a 50-yard catch and run. That was a fun game. I don't think anybody thought that Miami-New England would be entertaining. And then how about Indianapolis? This was discussed on this show as well. The room came in hot and heavy on Denver. They missed the kick, the Colts. They missed the kick to win the game, but then they messed with the center. So there's a flag, and Schrader gets a re-kick. He puts it through. The Indianapolis Colts are 2-0 with Daniel Jones at quarterback, and they are the first team in the history of the NFL to not punt a single time in the first 2 weeks.
Wow, that is an incredible stat. First team in the history of the NFL. They're good. It's going to be a conversation all week. How do you question them when they put up 473 yards of offense on this Broncos defense? That's hard to do. I understand it after week one. It's 1 week sample, new offense, Steichen, Daniel Jones. I'm not sure. 473 on what was supposed to be the best defense in the NFL. You know who's not best defense? The Steelers. They might suck. It might finally happen. More to come. Joe O, Sammy P. We've got a double dip of Monday Night Football games. We'll preview them on the other side. This is Bet Sweats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.